Just trying to see if you can hear me or hear the audio. Be right back. Be right back. All right. How's everybody doing? This is just a random off-the-top episode, so hopefully everybody can hear me. If not, let me know. So, ever since I started working, like, back into the society, so to speak, a regular 9-to-5 job, some funny observations I've actually noticed. Like, I was at a store, and I seen a lady, like, spraying down her husband outside with an aerosol can, for example. And it just dumbfounded me. Like, with this whole situation, like actually working in a public and seeing how people are actually handling it just kind of makes me just wonder, you know? So, at any rate, like I said, I'm really trying to wait until I get some more people coming in. I see people kind of like coming and going. Really, this is just a random off the top episode because, like I said, I was at a store and I'm not going to say any more than that. But like this lady just was totally concerned about everything. And I'm just sitting here thinking about it, and I'm going, how do you think, like, what happens from the point of a distribution center or a warehouse to the point of getting it to the store? So, I mean, think about it. There's a lot of people that's touching items going from the store to the seaports or the airports or wherever, getting it to wherever. But people are treating it like it's the black plague. And there's a 99% survival rate off of it. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say I know a lot about it because I don't, to be perfectly honest. So hold on 1 second. Like I said, that's actually a concern of mine right now because I have no clue if you guys can actually hear me or not. So, at any rate, like I said, seeing people every single day and handling it differently is one thing. And like I was talking to Cole the other day when I was on his show, and you know, granted, the mask does help prevent people if, like, say you have a disability or a handicapped or, you know what I mean, or anything like that, or asthmatic. There are health conditions that the mask will actually help from. But I'm with the people that's kind of like, why do the rest of us actually have to wear it? And I think that people are actually overreacting for the most part because there's like just tons of things happening everywhere. Like you hear about violent altercations and you hear about fights and all kinds of things. There were people coughing a while back. You had that in Detroit at a bank, at an ATM. Somebody actually got stabbed over somebody like sneezing and coughing. So there's just things like that happening everywhere, and it doesn't make no sense to me personally. And that's just how I see it. So I think people are freaking out over it, and I do think that it's a borderline, I don't know how to put it, like borderline almost like experiment to see who's actually going to take the bait and live their lives like that and who won't. So that's just how I see it.
coincide. The darkness comes to light, the truth shines, no one hides. So when I spark this flame, my fight.
Hold on one second.
I gambling with your life on the dice. You wanna make it bad, then you better for a price.
Hold on one second, everybody. So can anybody tell me actually if they can hear me or not? And I'm curious how everybody else is feeling about the whole thing, and I know it's kind of a risky thing to talk about. Like, how do you guys feel? Do you think that people are actually overreacting with it, or do you think that this is necessary for, like, all these extreme measures that stores and, in general, just everybody's taking? Or do you think that a lot of people are taking it overboard and overreacting, especially at this point? And like, I know that it is a risky subject to actually talk about. I was just curious how everybody else felt about it. Do you think that it's an actual control tactic, or do you think that it's an experiment? Do you think it's necessary? How much more longer do you think that it's going to last? You know what I mean? Would you see people finally growing tired of it? And that's both sides, and this goes beyond political, at least as far as I'm talking about. But if you do want to get into politics about it, it is very much a political thing. It's actually a sad thing that COVID has actually turned into a big political thing. Because, and the reason why I'm saying that is it's evident, because you have the Democrats that's always about wearing the mask, and you have a lot of the Republicans saying that it's not necessary to wear the mask. But then you have people fighting, saying, pay attention to the science and pay attention to the science. But which science are you supposed to pay attention to? Because you have WHO sending out conflicting information with each other. I mean, one month they're saying this, the next month they're saying this, now they're saying this, and then you have doctors and nurses over here saying this, and then you have these doctors and nurses over here saying this, and then you have these scientists saying this, but yet these scientists over here are saying this. So who's right, who's wrong? And that's why I said it is sad that it's turned into a political thing. So I am curious how everybody else actually feels about it. And I know it is a risky thing. I'm just curious. Because like I said, I tell people often, I said, you know, the way I see it, if somebody's willing to pay me to wear a mask, meaning the company is mandating that you wear one, then whatever, wear one, just wear it the right way, change it out. If you have to, then change it out as often as what you're supposed to. I can't say that. Because I'm not sitting here being on a negative of COVID, believe me, because I know that there are people that are actually have health risks that they need to be aware of. What I'm just saying is I'm in a category of people that feel like it's kind of like a control tactic. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to bow and do this. And I'm like, unless you're paying me to, I don't. You know what I mean? Not until all the doctors and nurses actually agree. And right now they don't. And the one that a lot of them are growing on, which is Sue, they're always like conflicting with each other. Like, even their own doctors are conflicting with each other. Even recently, they came out on limb and they stated that they're condemning all the lockdowns in Europe, stating that it could cause a global catastrophic a global disaster on the economy. And I found that ironic, because so many people like Joe Biden and Harris at the very beginning, they're like, lockdown, lockdown, lockdown. And now WHO is saying, wait a minute, we don't need the lockdowns. We don't need that. So what happened? You know what I'm saying? And that's why I'm saying which doctors are, which scientists and which doctors are you supposed to pay attention to? nobody really knows. And everybody's always fighting with each other about it. And I'm just curious just because I'm actually working out. I'm not going to say where I'm working at because, you know, well, conflict of interest. You know what I'm saying? So I can't say that. But I see both sides. I see people that are very adamant about wearing it. I see people that do necessarily need to wear it. And I see people that I feel like are overreacting about it. And I see people that are just diehard anti-people about it, you know? And personally, I know, and I know it's unpopular, but even back whenever the swine flu was happening and the bird flu was happening, I mean, we all remember that, right? And they were recommending all these vaccinations, right? I never took the vaccinations. I never, even back then, because again, even back then, all the doctors and scientists were sending conflicting information. So nobody actually knew what to actually expect with it, or who to follow with it. So I never took it. Hold on a second.
I've been in rooms with millionaires while they talk that baloney. Put some mustard on that biscuit, Taylor swiftly slide it to me. I'm an artist, not an action figure, but I do play stupid. Got that little knot in my glass tank, no expert destinations. I'm one of them, the industry ain't never gonna pass me. Got the motherfuckers level to the owners getting clingy. I must be a trap, cause I'm always up my streaming. And I'm cut from different costs with the grizzly bear with me. Leonardo decapitating like animals within me. Beast, beast, savage, savage, hiss.
Got tired of that music, so I'm in the process of trying to change it real quick.
Your customers can easily browse and buy on Facebook and Instagram.
I want it to stop people in the...
Hey, yo, chill, man. Why don't you kick some of that, you know?
All right.
You know how you do it, man.
All right, time to get serious. All right, so again, like I said previously, I'm not going to sit here and say that where I work at. I'm just going to say working and being exposed to the public. I'm seeing both sides of the coin. So I'm seeing people that are very hardcore people on it. I'm seeing people that aren't. I'm seeing people that are really freaking out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know there's a story of a customer at a store that wouldn't even let people touch items. And you're just sitting here going, what happens from the warehouse? They're not wearing, like, full hazmat suits, stocking stuff, and sending it off to the stores. You know what I'm saying? And then you have people that aren't even wearing the mask properly. I see people wear masks that are, like, dirt on top of the mask. And you could just see grime on it. You know what I'm saying? You're just sitting here, you're rebreathing all that bacteria and all that stuff that builds up. And that's a fact, unless you're changing them out all the time. So, and that's something that I started doing. I'm like, okay, because I got in trouble. I was like one of the people that got in trouble for not wearing one the right way. So I figured if I got to wear one, I'm going to change them out the right way. You know what I'm saying? And the reason why I'm stating that is just because there is a lot of science that are pro good and bad. That say that they both, whether they support it or not, are saying that if you do it, at least change them out the right way. You just don't see that. You see majority of people that don't, and it's almost like they're so washed in the head over it that there's some sense of false sense of security with wearing a dirty one. You know what I'm saying? So, and with that, I think that I never thought that I would live in a time to where, say you're back home in California. I never thought that there would be a time to where you could see somebody going into a store in full mask. You know what I'm saying? Wearing a full mask. And people say, oh, they're being good citizens. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, it's just this false sense of security with it, I feel like. Whenever I feel like, you know, it's not necessary. It really isn't. It's like a hyper version of the flu. And with the stating that there are people that are accessible, I understand that. There are people that are highly at risk for that. And they should take precautions for it. But the rest of us aren't. You know what I'm saying? And that's just a honest take on it, I guess, if you will. And like I said, I'm not like a hardcore anti person on it. Like I said, if you're going to pay me to wear one, I'll wear one. But if you're not, then it's whatever, you know what I'm saying? Because I really do feel that way about it. And like I said, there are people that do that are acceptable to it. So. I'm really just sitting here waiting for everybody to like show up or whatever. So, what's up, Iz? Finally, how you doing, bro? So I'm curious, brother. How do you honestly feel about everything? Like I've been saying, I can't say where I work, obviously, but how do you feel? And can you hear me? Like the words I'm saying.
Like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone, riders on the storm.
Alright, cool. So how do you feel is about it? You're out there in California. Do you think that, like I said, I understand some people are higher at risk with it and they should take precaution, but do you feel that people are overreacting a lot with it? I'm just curious. And for those that are watching, I'm not going to say what Iz does for a living or whatever, but man, I'm mainly curious because he's in California. And Iz, keep in mind, I said I'm not fully anti anything. I understand that it's a situation. And I don't know if you were listening before, Iz, but I was saying how I've seen this lady spraying down her husband, for example, with an aerosol can outside, like this. And go, it's not even fully getting on them. And then you're getting into the car, and I just don't, I don't know. It really spun my head around. I was like, wow, man. Some people are really, really, really adamantly concerned. You know? And I know since you're out there that you see a lot more stuff than what I do firsthand. Like, I get a lot of stuff because where I'm at in the Midwest, I get a lot of stuff, you know, whatever. I mean, you're.
Hold on a second. Hold on 1 minute, everybody.
That'd be $5.99 steak special.
Yeah, go figure.
Everyone gave you the value that the general does.
Got an ad.
Man.
With affordable rates.
Exactly, is. And that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It's complex because it's one of those things like my old lady was saying, don't say nothing stupid, you know? And I'm like, I'm going to try not to. It's just, I'm a regular guy, man. And I'm like, I think some people are highly overreacting and then some people probably do need to be more precautious.
Did you hear that?
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, not many people have showed up, and I told her I'm not going to be on that long, but, you know, it's been a long time since I've done it. And I'm just curious how everybody's been doing and how everybody's been dealing and coping with everything, you know? I see a lot of people, to people that might be new watching or might show up later, a lot of my listeners are actually on my Facebook, so I see a lot of firsthand how you guys are dealing with stuff, but...
Smells like palm mountain.
I get yelled at sometimes, Iz. I get yelled at often back in the day. That's why I had to take the mask thing more seriously. You know, I did get in trouble at work because this lady is like, why isn't he wearing a mask right every time I come in? So I was like, okay, fine, I'll wear one. But I got a stack of bandanas I bring. So if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it the right way. Hey, sorry about the background, it's just my tools that I have, so. I actually do a lot of stuff with the old school tools, so. And I don't know who else is here with us. Nobody else is really commented yet. So, and like I said, everybody, I don't really do this too often. It's unusual. So, because are you wearing one whenever you're running, dude? How are you wearing one when you're running, dude? That's got to be like building up sweat and everything. I'm just curious. I couldn't do it. I don't think I could run wearing one. In fact, whenever I'm wearing one at work, I often gotta like take a break and get some fresh air because I don't like that feeling just on me constantly, man. What's that? What's the two types? And like I said, I don't know if you're talking political. I don't know if you're talking political, if you're talking about people in general on the aspect of COVID. And that's what I'm really interested in, is how everybody feels. Right. And that's what I'm starting to see. That's what I'm starting to see. And that's where I think it's unnecessary, to be honest, because, you know. Right. Well, I mean, hey, Iz, check this out. So, again, I'm not going to say anything else really about it, but this lady was complaining about firefighters. And I can't say where it was, but complaining about firefighters for not wearing masks. Like, and it turned out they were from Washington, you know, and wanting to know who they could call to complain. And I'm like, who are you to like complain about firefighters and what they do? Like, I'm sure they're more trained than you in it, you know. That was my thought. I didn't say that, but. Right, right. And you know what that borders lines down to me. Now, I'm going to just flat out say it for those that don't know it. And it's evident. If you're on my Facebook, it's very, very much evident. There's where I draw the line. Like, I often say I am a libertarian conservative. And the reason for that is I vote by common sense. I vote by issues of what they're talking about. But where I draw the line at is when people are becoming like that. And I draw the line at socialism. And that's what I was getting at. I am very much anti-socialism, democratic socialism or otherwise. I don't give a damn what kind you're talking about or however you wrap it up in. Marxism is Marxism, simple and plain. And I think people don't understand that at the beginning of a lot of political takeovers in history, people did that. When Hitler was locked up before he even formed anything and the brown shirts were active, one of the things they did was citizens became good citizens by and awarded for this by reporting information to the local authorities, to them, which was the brown shirts, to go after them. They were deemed good citizens for doing that. And that's exactly what it is just talk about. People become policing themselves. And I draw the line at that because there's no sense in that. Because by saying that, you're saying that people want, not you saying, I'm not saying you are, is, but I'm saying by people with that ideology. So you want to go back to the old West? You want to go back to the days to where we could just pull out our gun and shoot anybody we want to on the spot for whatever reason we want to because we're policing ourselves? And we all know how common rule works, right? In general, in society, in class of society. Classification of society is really big in socialism, by the way. Any form of it. They're really big on classification. And I'm really big on not being into labels. I don't like labels. It's something that, I will be honest, socialism is something that will probably bring out the other side of me. Or aspects of it, because I see the Democratic extreme left going that way, and I don't think people fully understand that. Just recently, Joe Biden came out with, and I just posted it on my page, but Joe Biden just came out with a statement on his gun policy. He said that. Exactly. But Joe Biden just recently came out with that gun policy part of it, and it was AI guns. He wants to replace our guns with artificial intelligence firearms. You got hackers hacking into computers left and right all the time. Are you going to really tell me you're going to feel safe with a computerized gun? I know it looks cool on movies, but that was something that he actually recently said, by the way. It's actually a credited news source. That's right, or another form of it. Here's your chip. You know what I'm saying? I'm more about freedom, man, and individuality than I am anything. I get mistaken for a lot of things. I've been called everything from a Nazi. I've been called a, from reverse racist, I've been called all kinds of shit. I've been called a Nazi. I've been called a Trumpster. I've been called a lot of things. And I do support Trump for the most part, because I got to tell you, out of all the candidates I'm seeing, he's your best option. If you like freedom, if you like your freedom anyways. You know what I mean? And I really haven't got that many people is what I was hoping for to be actually going farther into that, because there's enough information out there about Joe Biden and the reason why he's okay with China. I mean, and that's a huge political issue right now, too. I want you to keep in mind of something, that whenever the common people say that they support Marxism and they support socialism or aspects of socialism, they're not going to feel threatened by a country like China. And they're wearing shirts by leaders that have executed thousands of people. And I find that distasteful, especially in my own country. You know what I mean? And I know it's not common with everybody. I know a lot of people don't like politics, but it's getting close to election time, so. That and Biden wrote, I'm a huge supporter of cannabis, and Biden and Harris wrote some of the most fucked up drug laws that sent people to prison for small amounts of marijuana. There you go. I would say that. See, is, and my old lady brought up a good point the other night at the dinner table when we were talking. She goes, what about the, she told me, what about the silent majority? And I was like, I hope it's there. I hope it's there this year. I really do. And I've been seeing that too. A lot of people have been leaving the Democratic Party too. So that's not surprising to see. And see, I expected that people to frustrate too, because I know politics is a sensitive thing, but it's related to the subject at hand too. Mainly because I see a lot of problems coming in our future. Whenever I saw the amount of people that supporting aspects of Marxism, and I understand that the subject matter is really sensitive, and I understand that a lot of people don't like talking about it. Because myself, to me, every life matters, and I do understand Black Lives Matter, but the fact that that organization has come out and said that they're Marxists, and that they support Marxism and they want to overthrow capitalism as we know it, is the reason why I don't support them. You know what I mean? Antifa, the new version of it, is nothing like the original version. Just recently, somebody commented on something on my Instagram a while back, and I had told them, I said, if you guys actually stood for what the original Antifa stood for, I would actually be willing to have more of an open dialogue conversation with you about it. But you don't. You wave communist flags, which is the very thing they fought against. I don't understand how you can say you're anti-fascist, but yet you're wearing fascist leader clothing and waving their flags. It doesn't make no sense to me. It doesn't commute right. You know what I mean? It just seems illogical. And it seems like it's more or less a popular thing, you know what I mean, than it is anything. Whenever I did those videos a while back of the riots and the looting and covering it all, it paints a clear description of what they actually stand for. And it is nothing good for America's future if you're going that route. And I do understand that there are a lot of people voting towards socialism and they don't want to talk about it. And they shouldn't. I wouldn't feel comfortable with it if I was a socialist, to tell you the truth. And I'm not. I'm going to tell you straight up. That is the one thing I will stand up. I will stand against. And that's why this election is so important when you really think about it. I mean, think about it. What have we seen? In our lifetime, some of us, we've seen Rodney King. We've seen the Twin Towers fall down. We've seen the Oklahoma City bombing. We've seen numerous different things. And now we see our own cities burning and looting. And like I said, I used to be very proud of the fact that I was raised in California. And I often say it's a sad thing. I don't want to go back right now. And it has everything to do with the leadership and the direction that that state's leadership is going than it does anything else. You know what I mean? Even when I was living in California, that last year I was living in California whenever Arnold fired, 50% of the law enforcement slashed their budget or whatever. And it came down to where if you were pulling a lick on the street, and that just so happened, by the way, whenever the housing market collapsed, right? It happened around that same time period. But because everybody was losing their jobs. And if you were pulling a lick in the street, it was common knowledge that the cops had to wait for the highway patrol to get there. You know what I'm saying? What's up, Smoke of a Small Town? How you doing? How you doing? But like I was saying, it was common knowledge. You know what I'm saying? And that's the direction that I see the Democratic Party going in. And people can say whatever they want to. At one time, I was a Democrat, and then I rose up and realized what they stood for and what their party's history was. I hear you, brother. I do. And I talked to my wife about it because it's such a pain in the ass thing to think about, because when it comes down to California, I miss the ocean, especially living in Sacramento where I lived at, because you're so close to San Francisco. You're so close to South Lake Tahoe and Nevada and Napa. It's just fucked up how I think what's happened to it. Like, I woke up one day and I turned on the news, y'all. And I'm seeing cities that I grew up in, like San Francisco and Sacramento and Modesto, and just on fire.
Never be what it was.
It's like, what the fuck happened?
Because it is what it is.
You know what I'm saying? Cheers to you, man. I'm not, tonight or today, I'm not drinking anything. That was the other night. I actually, at my sister's wedding, I got, I drank, what was it, like 10 or 11 Michelob Ultras. They had Michelob Ultras, and I didn't get buzzed one bit at all. It made me mad. So I just stayed smoking. I don't know.
In front of you for thousands more. We are the marks in the truth.
I agree. And that brings me to another thing. That brings me to another aspect, y'all. And I know a lot of people ain't going to be ready for it. There's another aspect I thought about of a lot of people.
In a miraculous timing. Here today, done tomorrow.
I'm trying to, Anarchy, man. I got an email back from Apple today, and they said that my equipment has arrived and they're working on it. So it's a matter of time before I get everything, because this is old. Like, you can tell by, at least in my opinion, by the film quality. You know what I mean? But at any rate, I forgot where I was at, y'all. I really did. Thinking about back home. But like I said, I did. I missed it. I just don't feel like it's safe anymore to be back home unless you're in a crime. Like, I told my old lady, I said, I'll tell you this. If I was on the street still, if I was still doing stupid shit that I was doing right now, California would be the place I would want to be at. You could wear a full mask anywhere you want to. For me, I would wear a full mask, another bandana on my head, sunglasses, a hoodie. You know what I mean? Go do whatever I wanted to do. I never thought that'd be possible, but that's what the state leadership has decided to do, y'all. You know what I mean? And that's just how I see it from where I'm sitting. You know what I mean? What's the pack he wants you? What's that pack he wants you? But a lot of that stuff has got me riled up, man. It's taken me a lot to actually calm down and wrap my brain around it. At the end of the day, I just decided they're paying me to wear it, so fuck it. But anyways, back to where I was at hand. So to me, this election is more than about anything else. I know people want to say it's about race and it's about LGBT. And it's about this and that. Okay, granted, they're making it look like that. But really, when you really look at it, when I was growing up, I haven't really openly talked about it, but my adopted dad was actually gay. You know what I mean? So, to me, it's not about that. That's not what this election is about. That's just like a mirror. To me, it really boils down to the fact that they have been so open about supporting Marxist and socialism aspects. Recently, somebody was trying to come at me about how, what about the fact of socialized medicine and, you know, this and that. And I said, you know, there's enough information to show that a lot of those systems has failed. I don't know about you, and I don't know about a lot of other people. I know you'll probably understand this. When's the last time you've been to a real project and actually said that shit was nice? Because that's socialized housing. Section 8 housing and projects is based on a democratic socialism platform. So what you're seeing in projects and in the hood, that's what you're going to get with democratic socialism. You're going to get a bunch of projects. And I really don't want to wake up and see all of America just a bunch of just project slaps. And I'm sure a lot of people feel the same way. How are y'all feeling out there about it, though?
YouTube Music has upgraded playlists.
So that's what it boils down to me. I'm probably not going to say more about it, but this election to me is really about socialism versus the United States of America. And although Richard Nixon did a lot of fucked up shit, one thing that he did say was, if communism ever comes into America, American government, it will come disguised as liberalism. And the spark that once was, and I think that's what we're seeing in that party. And a lot of people forget about the history of those politicians, too. Like, Harris slept her way to where she is. She wants to talk about LGBT rights. She wants to talk about women empowerment. How many people that are hardcore feminist or feminism or supports that would honestly say they support a female that is slept her way with a married man to her position of where she is? Or is that just a hustle nowadays? I don't know. Sent out to the major cities. I have to look into that. I have to look into that. Is I mean, and that's what I've been in projects, man, and there's nothing nice about it. Like Chris Rock said on his Natural Born Suspect back in the 90s, if you've been to a project, sometimes a new jail is actually an upgrade. You know what I'm saying? That says a lot about project housing right there. I know people from projects that have agreed with me even recently about that, and I think that's playing in hand too. And then that, and the fact they're so big on trying to take away our guns, and that's something that, you know, I'm not going to support. I'm not going to support any candidate that's going to try to take away firearms. I can't do it. I also can't support any candidate that's not going to have the American flag at any one of their assemblies just to support a certain political agenda. And what I'm referring to is way earlier when Biden and all the rest of the Democrats didn't have an American flag out whenever the Brotherhood of Islam was there. You know what I mean? And we are paying for it. Okay, so that's another thing. So I got into it with the socialist about this. He wants to say how in democratic socialism, you can get free health care and free education, and you can get free this. I said nothing in life isn't free. Understand that the failure of Sweden, what's commonly, a lot of democratic socialists will quote the Swedish model. The Swedish model is not socialism. The Swedish model is actually based on capitalism, and they felt so strongly about it that their prime minister actually came out and said something about it. Is I haven't seen it, man. It's been a while. I've been out here for 8 years. I mean, I guess that, but we're paying for it. How high is California tax right now? I don't live there, so I couldn't tell you. I haven't been back to California in 8 years, but how high is your state taxes right now? Fuck federal tax. How high is your state tax? I'm assuming it's pretty high. You know what I'm saying? Oh, and the other thing is, a lot of the people that support democratic socialism, they'll quote Canada's healthcare, right? Here's the thing. My sister-in-law was actually going to marry somebody from Canada, and he actually talked to me about their healthcare. In Canada, if you have a major health concern, you're still waiting up to a year for that procedure, if not longer. And I'm talking about one that could be life-threatening, I heard. Now, free medicine is what they're about in Canada. You can get all the drugs you want. And I think that's why a lot of people like that model, to be honest. You get what I'm saying? And like I said, I know it can get unpopular. I know it can get unpopular. And that's why a lot of people get worried whenever I talk about going live. The growth of your earnings are very high? Okay. See, out here, the tax is actually pretty decently low. I want to say only like 6 or something like that, if I'm remembering right. But at any rate, see, and that's the other thing, is in socialism, they're taxed to death. Like, they want to say, talk about Venezuela. Venezuela currency, okay, back before democratic socialism was on their platform, they were one of the most wealthiest countries in the world. based on everything from economics, from items, from resources, from everything. And then democratic socialism got their hand on it, right? So now the currency is so sunken so low that they're selling origami of their money on the internet because it's valued more at origami than it is in person there. That's an example of what will happen. See, that's higher than what we're at, but not by much. And I think a lot of that is just with Oklahoma's growing, where I'm at, is just in the aspects, it is growing fast, man. Ever since cannabis was legalized, we're growing like crazy. See, and that's the thing, and I know a lot of people wouldn't want to comment that much, but it's just something I'm seeing, and I'm just curious about how people are really feeling about it, you know what I mean? And I could be wrong on a lot of things, so, right, and I think am I wrong to say that California started becoming that in around 2008 is when I started noticing it. You know what I mean? That's when I got in trouble by Elk Grove's little ticket meter. When I had a house in Elk Grove, California, a 6-bedroom house, my yard hurt my feet when I stepped out on it. And I was just sitting here like watering my grass and this Elk Grove meter me came up. What's up, Tiz? How you doing? And tried to tell me I was using too much water. And that was when I wadded up the ticket, threw it at him. And then he wrote me up a ticket for polluting and told me if I did it again, he was going to arrest me. That's ridiculous, bro. That's nuts. That's nuts. And see, when I was living in South Potomac. When I was living in South Potomac, my apartment rent, not including all the extra stuff like, you know, parking and coverage and all that, it was around like 790 something. And that was in 2008. And that was just for a 2-bedroom apartment in South Potomac. So. Thank you, brother. I do. That's something that it's just because I'm seeing so many people not understanding it. I appreciate it, Tiz. It's something that I don't do too often. You know, it's just honestly, you guys, it's just because I'm seeing the start of it. Me being a history buff, studying different times, especially in the 60s, because I know a lot of these people want to say we're revolutionary like they were in the 60s when they're not. At all. They can't hold a candle to what they went through in the 60s. It was something else I got into it with. I don't remember which platform is somebody that supported BLM. And I was like, how are you going to support an organization that wants exactly what the Ku Klux Klan wanted? You guys are wanting separation. And you guys are wanting your own area to live with your own system. That's exactly what they wanted. You know what I mean? You're just handing it to them on a platter. You're fighting for everything that they were fighting for, and they're spit in the face for everything that the real 60s revolutionary people died for.
The only man I fear is God. No
strength. I have no idea what's playing, you guys. Hold on.
No bird can stare me down.
Okay, and the other reason why, I'll tell you this, the other reason why, I wasn't going to say it, but I will, is the stupidity of the chaos that I'm seeing. Even in small towns, when I'm seeing people getting into fights over this mask shit, fist fights over masks, like what the fuck? Ice Cube just came out on TikTok. TikTok is, I think it should have been banned. And I know a lot of people don't like that. anything that they can use or they find a reason to believe that they're spying on any form of our government should be banned. See, that's where people get me messed up. Everybody doesn't realize that when it comes down to it, I'm just a patriot. I'm a libertarian, conservative patriot. By saying so, I support the flag, the Bill of Rights, and the Constitution. The military. I do support the law enforcement, but I will say that I do think that there needs to be an organization outside of law enforcement, outside of Internal Affairs, that investigates with Internal Affairs and makes sure that their mental health aspects are okay. I mean, Tiz, to be honest, it could be my age. I don't even do Snapchat. I've downloaded Snapchat 4 or 5 times, and I delete it every time. I just decide everything on Snapchat I can do on Facebook. Exactly. Exactly. And that brings me to another thing. How are you going to spit on the American flag and burn the American flag? Over all of this stuff, too. That was another thing that I got really upset over. And that's because of the fact that whenever I see people doing that, it's spitting in the face of everybody that's died to preserve the freedoms that we have. How many people rushed to Norinday? But how many people on V-Day rushed that beach that weren't even 18 years old? And how many of these so-called revolutionary fighters in the streets, how many of them could actually rush that beach under the age of 18 today? I think so, Anarchy, and that's what I was going to get at. A long time ago, back in the 60s, there was people that was talking about eventually a form of civil chaos erupting into a form of civil war. And I don't exactly know what the civil war will be like. I think it will be the rich versus the poor, i.e. the patriots versus the socialists. They did. And I'm very adamant about this. I come from my doctor family is very much active duty military. I tried to join, but because of the fact I was in mental institutions when I was little, they couldn't take me. Not for lack of trying, I tried every branch. I came really close to the Navy. The Navy had me do the ASVAB, and then had me do that EST. So, I mean, I tried. I told them I wanted frontline infantry in the Marines. Right. It's going to be patriots rising up, you guys. That's what it's going to be. Everybody wants to say that this is about racism. This is about police brutality. It's not. That's an illusion. You got to see through the illusion. You know what I mean? They're painting this huge illusion on us. That's truly not there, because back in 2006, whenever I used to live in San Francisco and Sacramento, I was in black neighborhoods. And I primarily only dated minority girls my whole life. And I can't remember anything being this chaotic, this rigid in my whole life. I'm hearing about people divorcing each other over this shit. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm trying. It's one thing I had a privatized, but on a different aspects, but it's one thing I definitely fight for is my family and for my country. And that's what I do. I do see you guys. Anarchy, I couldn't say it better myself. You often hear about it with different veteran channels, too. There is a chance of a civil war erupting. And when it does happen, it's going to be over socialism overtaking. Joe Biden is a puppet. And that's a fact. If you can't see that, I'm sorry, I don't know what to tell you. The man is clearly on the brink of mental impairment problems. And when I say that, what I'm saying is elderly age is creeping up on him. I think he's a patsy. What's going to happen, what they're going to try to do is Biden and Harris will get there. Biden will do whatever for a month or two. Then he will be fined, mentally unfit to be president. Then Nancy Pelosi will step in and be vice president without an election. By the way, Biden just now recently also stated Hillary Clinton will be the head of our national defense. Did you hear me, y'all? Hillary Clinton in the Harris-Biden administration. I'm just going to say it like that because that's what it really is. Hillary Clinton is said to be the head of the Department of Defense. How much more stupid can you be? Well, I mean, there you go, Tiz. But what I'm saying is Harris and Biden, they straight up just said she's going to be the Department of Defense head in their administration. So he's already came out with confiscating our guns and replacing them with artificial intelligence firearms. And he's going to put Hillary Clinton as head of our defense. And by the way, they also said they're going to have a cybersecurity task force. And in that task force, part of what they're going to do is go after people that they deem a threat to America based on their social media posts. I ask you, does that still sound like a free state, or does that sound like we're on the verge of a democratic socialist statement? Because that was actually said by them. It was something I was censored on, but it was something that was said by them. So already there, hey, what's going on, Dirty Water? How you doing, brother? So already they've, like, Dirty Water, I'm glad you're here. I was just telling them about this. So already they said, we're going to come after your guns, replace them with artificial intelligent firearms. We're going to put Hillary Clinton as head of our national defense. Nancy will be vice president. Biden declared China not a threat. That's because his son's locked into a multi-billion-dollar deal with Chinese businesses. So there's a financial incentive for them to do that. Do you get what I'm saying? And that's a fact as well. So either way you chop it up to it, that party stands for stuff I can't support.
True stories, you know what I mean? Creativity and resilience.
And it's just the way I see it. And I know a lot of people get upset by that. But I understand everybody thinks that, oh, you smoke weed and you're supposed to be laid back and you're just supposed to be like, you know, you like, you know, all this stuff and your crowd is this and that and you're supposed to be like this. And I'm going, I still have common sense. You get what I'm saying? I'm still going to stand up for my country, so it's cut and dry the way I see it. And the reason why I'm saying that is one of the interviews I was supposed to get live, you guys, I'm still debating if I want to do. Now he's, you know, Democratic Socialist, so I don't know if I want to do it or not. Still debating it. So what do you think, Dirty Water? What do you think about all this? So do you think people are overreacting over all the mass stuff? Do you think that this election is actually about socialism, or is it about something else? It's a white trash. Should be happy and broke. Then I'm white trash, but I'm not alone. See? Cut and dry. Just as simple as plain as what it could be. And with that said, you guys, on a personal note, work's going really good, other than that one issue with me having to take masks more seriously. It is, and I got to deal with it, man. I got in trouble the other day at work. Shortly after, I was talking with you and Cold, actually. It was the very next day.